When I think about the many thousands of people that I have seen over the past 30 years, from the time I worked as a trainer at the YMCA in Birmingham, all the way through my years as a physician, and I think about what characteristics, I want to tell you one thing that I have seen in the people that have been successful at working, at staying healthy. There's one principle that I've seen all of those people have in common. It's the principle I call fight. If you just go out and expect to do this and everything's going to go smoothly, you will be derailed. Unless you expect an argument, friction, resistance, when you bump into it, it surprises you and you quit. But expect that every time you go for a walk, there's going to be something else that you need to be doing or that you think you should be doing instead. Expect that your boss, your family, your children, your spouse will occasionally want you to do something else instead of go for your walk. In other words, expect a fight, not literally a fist fight, of course, but you're expecting some resistance. Things tend to go toward a state of disorder. Your house becomes unorderly, your car becomes dirty, your front porch needs sweeping. And unless you expect to have to occasionally put energy into making it orderly again, it won't happen. Expect that you will have days where you look around and you've become too busy seeing to other things and you haven't exercised. Everybody I've ever loved has occasionally been upset with me because I went for a walk. So you will have to fight and preserve this time or else it will be taken away from you. Unless you're expecting that and willing to put up the energy to protect this hour per day, you'll lose it and you won't be as healthy as you can be. I'm not saying you never give it up, but make sure that if you give it up, it's for something more important and something that really, truly can't wait.